WooCommerce scales, but not evenly. The cached catalog can serve thousands of visitors cheaply, while the pages shoppers spend money on, the cart, the checkout, and the account pages, are non-cacheable by design. They run PHP and MySQL on every request. Think of a printed menu that works for the whole room, while every order still goes to a kitchen with a fixed number of cooks. On budget hosting, that kitchen is a small pool of PHP workers, often with no persistent object cache, and every request carries the weight of auto-loaded options, plugin hooks, and the minicart's admin-ajax calls. A normal day hides this because most visitors browse cached pages. A sale changes both numbers at once. More people arrive, and more of them head for checkout, so requests queue, response times climb, and the slowest time out as errors. That's also why your last load test may have said everything was fine. Pointing traffic at the homepage just tests the cache, and an HTTP-only test never runs the theme and plugin JavaScript or records core web vitals like largest contentful paint. Because WooCommerce is self-hosted, you can test the whole journey, including checkout, unlike a hosted platform. So test a staging copy that mirrors production, check your host's terms first, script the full journey from product page to sandboxed checkout with unique data per virtual user, run it in a real browser, and ramp past expected peak until you find the concurrency where checkout stops holding. Then retest after every plugin change.